I've given over 5,600 presentations. And during that time, I've made some mistakes. And as an introvert, I've had to learn how to stay calm while giving a speech. And it's time that you learn this so you can do a great job. You're going to give a presentation and you already know you're going to get nervous. Oh, what do you do? What do you do when you walk out there in front to do this presentation? How do you not be nervous? You know, how do you calm yourself down? Well, I've given over 5,600 presentations in my life. 5,600 presentations. That's a lot of presentations. Not bad for an introvert. You know, growing up in school and, you know, and all the way through high school, just super introvert. I couldn't even talk to somebody without my heart just screaming and exploding in my chest. Super, super nervous being around people. And if I had a choice to like go outside and just sit in the grass or be with people, I choose grass every time. I choose go hang out with the horses instead of go hang out with people. Like people are just, ah. So over the years of working through my introvert side and also knowing that my calling is to be a teacher and presenter, I've had to work through some of my issues. And being an introvert means my heart's gonna beat fast and I'm gonna be overloaded by, you know, people looking at me. So I had to learn how to literally calm myself when I'm walking out there to do a presentation. So here's what I do. I've had to train myself this way so that I could handle it and not literally explode. So consider this, when you stand up in front of a group of people to do a presentation, you are noticing all the attention that you're getting. Now, the way your brain works is it notices all this information or attention coming at you. That attention can be overwhelming. When people look at you, they are giving you attention. And when they give you attention, they literally are sending off I'm just going to use the word energy. They're giving energy or attention to you. And so from each individual person, there is like this beam of energy coming from that audience member. So if you have 10 people in an audience, there are 10 beams of energy being projected towards you, and all 10 attention energy beams are coming at you, that's 10 times as much energy. I mean, you are an energy of one. Now you got 10 more looking at you. What if it was 20, 30, 50? That's a lot of attention coming to you, which is literally it's like shining a flashlight on you. You know, but the flashlight actually has heat. Imagine if you had 20 people in the audience shining a flashlight on you that had heat in it, and you felt all that, you would get hot. And that's what happens to your body. Your body senses all this attention and it doesn't know how to manage it. And because it's sensing and absorbing all of this attention, then your heartbeat goes up. Then your brain tries to figure out, how do we process all this? So to get past this whole experience that happens when you walk out in front of a group of people, I've had to remind myself, when I walk out there, I am sharing, I am serving, I am teaching, and I'm walking out here and I'm going to talk to one person. I'm not going to walk out there and go, oh my gosh, there's 1,000 people in here. You know, I'm not going to go, oh, there's 1,000 people and I have to talk to 1,000 people. No way, that'll freak my brain out and I won't be able to do a good job. I'll overload. My heart will go fast. I can't talk. I can't breathe. And then I sweat. No, I walk out there knowing I'm going to talk to one person, and it's whichever person I'm looking at. So when I walk up in front, I look out in the audience, you know, and most of my audiences are between 800, well, between 500 to 900 people, you know, and we'll have audiences of 2,000 or down to 200, but the average is about between 500 to that 800-900 zone. And in that experience, that's a lot of people. You know, and we do 1 to 2 of those events every single month. That's a lot. So I've learned, walk out there, look at one person in the audience. and start talking to them. And then I look over here and I talk to one person over here. And then I look back to the other side and I look at one person, I talk to the one person. And if I hone in on one person at a time, then what happens is I calm down because this is just a one-on-one conversation. I'm not trying to talk to 1,000 people at the same time. That's going to ruin you. That'll mess you up. So one person at a time. And then what I do is I gauge myself to talk to that person for about 5 to 7 sentences. And after about 5 to 7 sentences, then I move and I look at a different part of the audience and I talk to that person for 5 to 7 sentences. And I get myself into a nice rhythm. Left side of the room, right side of the room. Front of the room, back of the room. Left side of the room, right side of the room. Front of the room, back of the room. And I just get myself into a pattern. Now, it's not mechanical, but I just know if I can look at a person in each one of these zones, then I'm evenly distributing myself around the room. Now, I don't look at the same person. I got to find a different person in that zone. But that way, makes me look like I'm not scared. Scared people stare at the wall in the back. You can totally tell when somebody's scared because they just stare at the wall in the back. And you're looking at them and going, this person's scared, they're chicken, they're not well trained, they're new at this. And so I don't want to look that way. I don't want to look like a fool. You know, I want to look like I know what I'm doing. And so I look at the person in the right and 5 to 7 sentences. Look at the person on the left for 5 to 7 sentences. Look at the person in the front. Then look at the person in the back. But it makes me look like I literally am reaching out to everybody in the room. And that, from the audience's point of view, makes you look like you're a people person. Like you totally got this. You're not afraid of the audience. That's so good. It's so good. But you got to practice that. And until you get up to 5 or 7 sentences, maybe what you got to do is, you know, like 1 to 3 sentences. Talking to a person for 1 sentence and then moving, too fast. At least be 3 sentences before you move. Okay. So another thing I do, when I walk out in front of the audience, I will raise my hand up or gesture to the audience because I want to get my body moving. If I just stand there, I'm going to start shaking. You start shaking. And so to help work out my jitters, as soon as I walk out there, I'll reference a part of the room or, you know, wave to a particular section of the audience or move my arms in a particular way. But if I can move my body, then I can work out the jitters in less than 2 minutes. Because if I go out there and just stand there, that nervousness takes over all the muscles in my body. So I choose to move, not nervousness cause me to shake. That's a big change too. Because you can see people who walk out there and just hold their paper. You can see them shaking. You can totally see it. And so you walk out there and you move. You know, don't flop around like, you know, a fish out of water, but you can just reference and gesture. And it only takes 1 or 2 minutes at the beginning and it calms your body down because you literally are burning off that embarrassment or nervous energy. You just burn it off. You just totally burn it off. So one more thing I got for you too is if you get out there and you get nervous, then what you want to do is you want to actually just talk a little bit slower. Nervous people talk way too fast. Way too fast. So you just slow it down a little bit. Because when you're out there and you're feeling nervous, what can help you feel good is to have control of yourself. And the easiest thing to control is to slow down and just pause a little bit more. You know, you can move your body, talk a little bit slower, and then as you start to feel more confident, you can pick up the pace just a little bit more. But if you're super nervous while you're talking, slow it down just a little bit. That's just beautiful on stage because when you talk slower, what happens is you look smart. Because when you pause, people think you're thinking. And they think like, ooh, you're dredging up some good, rich material. When you're paused and you're looking at the audience. And you could be freaking out inside of your head, But you're pausing to manage your nervousness. But a way to get control is to slow it down. Other thing, you can raise your volume a little bit louder. That shows that you're not scared. But that one's, that's just an extra piece if you want to try that. If you want to try that one. The last one is how deep you're breathing. How deep are you breathing? If you get out there and you forget to breathe, you're going to die. You're going to pass out. And then they'll have to come up there and give you mouth to mouth. That's embarrassing. So what you want to do is, when you're up there, remember, breathe. And when you get to the end of a sentence, let the end of the sentence be the end of the sentence. And then you pick up a new sentence. But to practice breathing all the way through, and if you find yourself, your heart beating super fast, slow down, breathe deeper. You're going to do great in your presentation. You're going to do great. You're going to do great. I've had plenty of epic fails to know what it takes to be able to be calm during a presentation. Because, hey, you don't get a second chance. Let's do good on that presentation. Let's do some good. And above everything I just shared with you, what matters to the audience the most is that you look at them. When you don't look at the audience and you're looking above the audience and you're staring at the back wall, they don't think you care. But wow, you look at the audience. You know, I'm pretending like I'm on stage and I'm looking down here at the audience, and I'm on stage and there's 1,000 people in the room, and I look at the people, because when you look at the people, they see you looking at them, and oh, they're just like, oh my gosh, they can see me. It just warms up the audience in so many different ways. So many incredible ways. So above everything, to help calm you down, just talk to the one and look at them. You're going to do great. All right. You got some great things to practice here in you getting better at how you're delivering your speeches. So, hey, I'm glad I could help. Glad this information can help you. But hey, let's don't let this end here. Definitely subscribe to this channel so you can receive all the training I have that I'm creating and sending out to you. And of course, let's take a look at what additional training you could jump into. Here in Salt Lake, I have a course called Present Yourself. And click on the link here below, and it's a 3-day training course here in Salt Lake that we walk you through the techniques and the skills of giving great presentations. Now, one other thing you may want to consider is, if you can't travel, well, click on the link below that's about my monthly mentoring program. And it's awesome. I mean, let's stay connected. Let's get some real life training in what you're doing with your life so you can move forward and have the progress you've always wanted. So click the link. Love to talk to you more.